Happy New Year, everybody! We are back in 2026 with the Hyo download. Woo!
Yay!
Where's the effect? Where's the clap? There's not a clap.
Here.
Yay! Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And we are here with ever present Tamano Sato.
Yay! Hello.
Becoming very present, Kuno Sage.
Hello.
And always in the chat, Hitoki. And yes, well, those who are present in the call.
Hitoki saying help.
Help. Hello. Blink twice if you're in danger.
So correct, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tell us if you're okay.
Well, yes, it is the new year. It is 2026, the first episode. I almost forgot of this. Not in my usual setup, so that's why if there's echo, that's why. And why I'm trying to talk a little bit lower, because there's family around. Anyway, and I'm trying not to curse so much this time.
Okay, don't worry, I'll curse for you.
It's okay, it's coming out of my head. You guys can curse about it, you guys like. but the couple weeks since we had our last episode on Sumo Hype Moments, go check that out. That was a fun episode. I like that one. I think it's nice. I like Yuki Shoma is not present, but I like Yuki Shoma's idea of having topics. So we're doing another topic for today, which we'll get in just a minute, which is guys who are currently in the lower divisions, which have never gone into the salaried divisions that we want to see make Sekitori this year, which as a brand new year, we have six whole chances of guys making the also coveted salary debut in Juryo.
Good topic.
How is everybody? How are you guys? How was end of year season for everyone?
It was terrible. Mm-hmm. Don't work in a supermarket. It's horrible, but I'm alive.
Yeah.
And I got a terrible basho.
Hey, one against me, you know, you retired me. So
Yeah. I kind of felt bad when I saw the Torikumi. I was like, oh, again.
I thought that was your thing. I genuinely thought it was your thing. You didn't do that?
No.
I thought it was
No, I do not. I'm not a part of the Torikumi. I don't work on the Torikumi.
I see.
So, as a senior Gyoji, I have eyes on it, but I didn't even have time to have eyes on it while it was done. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, like, it's good, it was nice for the storytelling, but I was like, oh fuck, I will be the last one, oh fuck.
Yeah, that's very cute, actually. It wasn't Hitoki this time, according to them.
Yeah, right.
By the way, is your character he him or are you he him or are both he him? Just so I get pronouns correct. And how about you? Both. Cool. How about you, Kuno? How was end of year for you?
Oh, it's better now. We got power finally.
Oh, without power.
3.5 months or so.
Oh god. I mean, yeah, same thing here. I'm back home for season. I am Brazilian and it was horrible as well for power in my city, also here in the other city we're at the moment. It's been horrible because of the rain, the season rains, the summer storms are horrible for power cables and everything. And for on my part, I've had a good time. It's been great. It just started to rain now. The rainy part this summer. So that's great. I'll still have internet by the end of the episode. I will see. If not, I just end the episode early. And how about you, Hitoki? If you want to write in the chat how you were. If you want to, you don't have to. But while we get that, we did talk about it in a moment, which was, yes, I have retired. Kaitetsu has been. I'm still way too early into my real life career. Unfortunately, I have to work 40 more years. But...
40?
40. I am 20-something-ish.
Oh,
yeah, I'm turning something into like 65-ish, 70-ish, so like 50, something like that. A horrible decade.
Yeah.
But no, in Naruto 1, right? Oh, yeah, so Hitoki, he's been good. No school and work for 2 weeks' time. Yeah, honestly, I used to hate a lot of free time. But then
it's the best.
It is really good.
It's the best.
Sometimes you're feeling like you have too much free time. It's a valid feeling. But anyway, Katetsu, the Sekiwake, has been retired after way too many injuries and like just not having fun anymore. Because at the top of the not the bouts, but the injury rules. Because at the top of the Banzuke, everybody rolls like crazy. So you have like Koko Chozan, which is like 30 something power, and who just yorikidded you, and he will roll above 30, and he will roll above what I mean is 100, and you will get injured, and it's not his fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just that Sanyaku above, everybody's just so jacked. And if you lose, you have high chances of getting some injury there. And it was like every single bout, like day one, getting injured. Not fun anymore.
If you win, you can get injured.
Exactly.
It's that bad.
Yeah, and like my dice rolls, my base die were falling from 25 to 24 every single day, one or two. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. That's just clearly going to work. And also, like, if I stayed until January, I would have done 20 basho, which would have been full Kensho that I could have gotten for my career. Maybe I could have luckied out a Kinboshi and Magashina, because I obviously got a Makekoshi at Konosubi, duh. So I would have been Magashina. Maybe I could have lucked out more money, but like, I just didn't. I just clearly didn't want to. So using most of my money, I have now set up my own stable. Yay! I have
who did you have joined, by the way?
I had. Let me check my conversation with Ina.
Because I kind of heard Tenho, I'm pretty sure, joined.
Yeah, Tenho has come over. Yeah, it's about 60k. I had about 60k. Most of that, 42k, by the Kabu. And I needed three people to come with me. So what I've been joined by. Glorious Hitoki, present with us today on the chat.
Oh!
Yes, I was able to convince Hitoki. Tenho joined on a whim, and it is very funny. and Takinoko is also Akumazan, also one of my old stablemates, has followed me. I got permission from Koizumi, because I don't want to be that guy. I talked to Koizumi about breaking out of the stable and taking Akumazan with me. Oyakata was really convincing. Thank you. I'm glad that was convincing. And now we have this ragtag group of four people from all different stables, I think. Because Akumazan was Takinokoi. You were, what, Nagisa? You told me? Or was it Terajima? Yeah, Nagisa. Okay.
Nagisa, yeah.
And Tenho was Umanoshima. So,
yeah.
Ragtag. I want to do cool lore stuff. Creative writing is fun. So that's my pitch. That's my thing. Anyway, that's art-wise stuff. Miya Noyama has won the Yusho in a bout versus Yokozuna Senshi. Very fun. Congratulations to Miya.
Yeah, crazy. It's been quite some time since we had a Magashira Yusho, I think so. And defeating the Yokozuna, pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
just strong.
Magashira 7, big difference there.
Yeah.
So, all the props to Mia and Senshi. Unfortunately, avoids having three Yusho after the bot implementation, which only Oku Mizu was able to. So
yeah,
Senshi there making her mark in R2Y.
Strong Basho started her Yokozuna career 9-6, then 10-5, then 11-4, Still not a new show at Yokozuna, but
I do think next Basho is gonna be hers. Anyway,
yeah.
Going into Ara, IRL. I hate the combination of words in English. In real life, one might say. There has been the craziest change. It was about Christmas time when it happened, which was Teruno Fuji got his ex Miyagino guys who are under his roof and changed other names to have Fuji on them, sparking a wide range of reactions from the internet.
From the internet.
Apparently, the wrestlers are chill with it, which I guess I couldn't. Like, if you have a different master and you're a different stable, and like, I'm gonna have to talk about something very quickly. There were rumors Ishiura was gonna do something in December, and nothing happened with Ishiura in December. So, like, I'm wondering what was the rumor, what was supposed to happen, or if it didn't happen, if it was just a bad rumor, but nothing happened with Ishiura.
Yeah, it always depends on where the rumor comes from, you know, because I heard it, and the first time I heard it,
Go.
It's like there are good sources for rumors, and there are shady sources of rumors. Example of shady. I was just going to say the first time I heard the Ishiura kind of thing happening, something, it was from Chris Sumo, who can be really shady with his rumors and, you know, stories behind the walls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the source I heard it from.
So I was kind of like, we'll see. And the thing is, everybody treats, you know, Sumo like it's the only sport where there are shady things going on in the back. No, it's everywhere like this. It's not good, but it's everywhere like this. And so I'm like, the guys.
Let's go back to what happened. So he changed their names to Fuji. So fully removing the hole from the stable, except for Enho. But Enho, obviously, he's a 30-year-old guy. He did all his career in Miyagino, and he's very popular still now. So changing his name, I do believe Teruno Fuji, as reported, sat with each one and said he wanted to change their names. I would not have the balls to say no. But I do believe Enho would have had the balls to say no. So I think it's very believable what happened. So yes, now Hakuoho, which, you know, weird vowel placements. So probably not the best. Shikona by name, but by sound. But now he's Hakuno Fuji, which is still, I'm still getting used to.
To be fair, it sounds good.
It sounds like a proper Shikona. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying the politics behind it are weird. Who else? Let me go on SumoDB. Go to the new Shikonas. Yes. So Hakuoho became Hakuno Fuji. One that I didn't like is Sei Hakuoho becoming Toshino Fuji, which is just so close to Yoshino Fuji. And the kanjis are very similar as well. So I'm like, really? Toshino Fuji? Could have done something with like the Sei. Say Fuji would have been nice, or like the Umi from his previous the C kanji from his previous first name, Shikona first name, whatever.
I did not like Say Hakuho, so I was like, oh, yeah, you know, fair. I don't
okay, fine. What I do like is the no from Toshi no Fuji. It's like a very old no. Way to write the particle no, so it's cool. I like it.
Yeah. The kanji part, I trust you on this. To be fair,
I'm just talking about like the I don't know meanings enough, that much. Matsui has a proper shikona now. His first shikona is now Arashi Fuji, which I do like. I like Arashi Fuji. Senshoho, which was always like a low profile guy, he's Izumi Fuji. Kawazoe takes his second shikona, because he's Kawazoe, his real name. Then he took Kiho, which I liked. And now he's Hana no Fuji, which I do like the flower aspect, but I don't know how it relates to him as a person, you know? I don't know if it's in his town name. Apparently not from what I'm seeing here in Somebody Be. So I don't know why. Is it Hana? As in flower? But, you know, fair. And then some other guys got a Fuji as well.
Yeah, Tenshoho as Mieno Fuji. I like Mieno Fuji.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
Fuji.
I like Mieno Fuji. It reminds me of Mieno Umi, the Yokozuna. And I like that. Both obviously from Mie Prefecture in middle Honshu, southern Honshu, I guess.
Yeah.
Very cool. I do like Mieno Fuji. I like Tenshoho as well because of the Amaterasu connections from his hometown. Whatever, it's fine. That's he is now a guy with five. He has five kanji in his name, which is not common. I do think he's the only one right now with five kanji to his name in the Banzuke. I think so. I think he's the only one with five in the entire Banzuke.
I know Kagayaki as one. That's the only thing I know about kanji on the Banzuke.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, he's the only one with five. So there's a distinct there for Mieno Fuji now. Anyway, that's what happened. The Gyoji, it's a very much like a seems to be a very Gyoji. No, which I do like. Is like it's a cool flair to have. But yeah, I don't know if anybody has any other thoughts into the Fuji shenanigans.
Yeah, well, you can see it as, well, they were kind of forced to have a Fuji, or you can see it as maybe, you know, it was just like the next thing to do was just to fully assimilate to the Isegahama Beya and, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't have a full, like, oh, you know, they try to erase Hakuho's legacy. I don't know.
I feel like...
I don't want to bother myself with that kind of resentment.
Yeah, like, I'm like getting over the whole Hakuho thing. If he wanted to stay, he would have. Like, wait.
Yeah.
I'm on the camp that if Hakuho had stayed with his head down for another year, until like a month from now, but like obviously he left like middle last year, but like if he had stayed until like next month-ish, I do believe they would have allowed him to reopen his stable, because, you know, 2 years seem to be the norm to reopen a closed stable due to shenanigans, basically.
And when he retired, wasn't he like supposed to have the talks, you know, about reopening his stable like a moment after? And they were like, he just quit right before.
I don't understand what you're... I like, lost track of what you were saying, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, it was bad explanation. Basically, you know, he was supposed to, you know, have talks with the Sumo Association to get his stable back, but he quit before that. Is what I remember. Yes. I could remember wrong. I'm not great with memory. Oh, right before retirement? Wait, Itoki says, I thought he had that talk with the GSA right before retirement. Might be misremembering.
From a wrestler to a yakata, you mean?
No. From when he joined Isegahama, you know, they closed his stable, he went into Isegahama, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And basically, I think it's either the way Hitoki says it or the way I remember it. And when he retired, they were supposed to have a talk about reopening Miyageno stable.
Right. What I remember, and now I know what you were talking about. He retired because in the board, as far as I remember, maybe what I remember is that there was a board meeting. And the topic of reopening his stable wasn't even brought up. Therefore, he was like, I'm not staying here. I'm just leaving. I'm jumping ship. That's what I remembered from it. There was a meeting. His reopening was not even brought up. And he said, I'm not waiting anymore, without any expectations of, without a date set, you know. It's going to be...
Okay, yeah.
That's what I remember. Hitoki, fact check me if you can. Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Yeah, fair. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, all right. We are in agreement. We just got confused. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, well, Akko is obviously gone. The hole is now only in Hole Hazard, and he still hasn't gotten enough to even be an Oyakata, much of salaried levels, even less to be a stable master, because you need a minimum to be a stable master, and a little bit of a lower minimum to be just a normal Oyakata, but you need to be like quite distinguished to open your stable. So don't think
he needs one more basho, and I don't see it happening. Yeah.
But
he's open for a Kabu if he makes it back in Judo. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, but leading into the Judo thing, I gave our participants ample time. They had weeks of preparation to to talk.
What?
About unsalaried guys. 50 minutes. No. I totally did not forget about the episode and like message you guys. but yes, we're gonna be talking about guys that have not made salaried level yet as of January 2026, and that we want to see in the salaried divisions by the end of the year. Like, make it and then fall back, that's fine. To like, make it at some point. I don't know if anybody has actually gone after those. I can start immediately.
I mean, I have a few, like two mm-hmm. or three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both go into the same thing because they're from the same stable. But it's Okaryu and Kazuto from Tatsunami mm-hmm. Beya.
Mm-hmm.
Both quite young, both have been in basically the top 15 in Makushita for basically the whole 2025.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing either good or okay, you know, 4 and 3, 5 and 2s, you know, 3 and 4s. So they've been hanging out, and I really like them. They are strong. Kazuto is more of a belt fighter, quite on the smaller side. And Okaryu, more of a push or thruster. They're both really, really cool to watch, you know, both in their fighting and on their YouTube channel. So mm-hmm. I really like them. And the one I really wanted to see, well, he got promoted last month. So that's Kazuma, the guy from Kiss's stable.
The massive dude.
Yeah, the mongous dude, the heaviest guy in the top two divisions, actually, right now.
Wow.
Yeah, 206 kilograms. So, insane. Really big boy. And the day he got injured, it was the time when he started in Nagoya 2024. I was there. I saw him getting out on the ambulance. Damn. So, I'm really glad to see him now. In Judo.
Yes. And that is very true.
Yeah. So, and there's a bunch of other guys. I want to see how they can do. The two ones I have a look are Okaryu and Kazuto. Really like them, and I hope they can make it.
Yeah. I mean, so what I joke a lot, sometimes I joke that all of them are such good boys. Like, they all should reach Judo at some point, but like, if they reach Judo, somebody else has to fall from Judo. Like, obviously, we can name like five guys we don't mind leaving at the minimum.
Oh, I can name four.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could probably name a lot, actually.
Yeah. But what I mean is, Hakuyo-san, they were either no me. They could all go.
Kayaki, Ryoden,
Tochi Taikai.
Who?
And Tochi Taikai is fun. Oh, jeez, okay.
I don't like him. I don't care.
Fair.
Hidenomi can go. Tohakuryu can go. Kitanoaka can go.
Kayo.
Yeah, Kayo. Go.
There's a lot of hate on Kayo, but...
It's not hate. It's just that, like, I don't care anymore. He's lost his chance. It's not good.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm not on you, but I think a lot of people dislike Kayo. Mm. I mean, I'm not a fan of the guy, but I don't hate him. But
I don't hate him. You know, I can see why. Kayo is the best no hate.
Kayo is the best. Fair. He took it to say Kayo is the best no hate tolerated.
You are entitled to your own bad opinions. Yeah,
no hate tolerated. I agree.
No hate tolerated. Yeah,
except
no.
If it's not yours.
Yeah, or like if there's like scandals from the guy. Then that's fine. But like, he's just a guy. He's just doing his thing. It works. He's gotten into Juryo. He's gotten into Makuhuchi with it. So, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any reason to stop. but like, guys that I wanted to name from is I do want Anosho and Anhibiki from Ajigawa to make it.
Why is that?
Well, you know. They are very young, and Anosho is just the most sumo wrestler looking sumo wrestler I've ever seen in my life. He is round, he has small eyes, and he does Oshisumo. You know, that's sumo. That's the basic sumo. But Anhibiki is curious because he is thought to be the only guy to have rejected a Tsukedashi entrance.
Oh,
he could have entered at Sandame Tsukedashi, and he rejected it because he wanted to build up his body. And I feel like that's
balls.
I feel like that's balls to say no.
Yeah,
and I want him to succeed because of it. I want him to be like, yeah, no, I was able to get here because of my raw power and talent rather than fast tracking and not having blood, sweat, and tears onto this. And I think that's a cool path. It will take a
that
while.
Is,
he's
that
been
is really
stuck
cool.
in bottom Makushita for a bit, and including the top of Sandame for a bit. So don't know what's happening.
Yeah. He got a nice. They both got a nice tournament last time. 5-2 both.
Oh yeah, Hibiki is actually a career high. Makushita 39, still falling.
Yeah. And Osho
is
also hanging out
at 25. But also, other
guys... He's been as high as...
He has been as high as Makushita 8. So, Anosho...
I saw Makushita
20,
8, yeah.
He has been close to that. He'll be 21 in a couple months, so he's very young. And he's not tall. He's quite heavy, but he's not tall. So, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also wanted to name drop just some of the Asakayama guys. One, I obviously like Kayo a lot. As a master, he seems chill. And also Kaisei is a coach now. And that would be hype. You know, just be like, yeah, they worked on it. The Kais are still there. And there's like that four-ish, sometimes three. What was the Kaisho has gotten to Judo in the past?
Yeah.
Which is cool. And he's part Brazilian. I think he's half Brazilian.
Is he?
He is. His father is Japanese Brazilian, and then he went back to Japan, and Kaisho was born in Japan, but he's part Brazilian.
Oh, okay. I
so
did
cool.
not
so
know
that,
that.
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like Obana, Kaiseijo, and Kaigo, I think they're very hardworking guys, and I would really like to see them do. It's really Kaiseijo, because Kaiseijo, one, he has a really cool ring name, like. It's Blue Castle, I think. What the say? I think the say in his name is Blue. So like, that's a cool ring name. And
that sounds.
He's a bit on the older side, so like his chances are like slimming. I feel like, but he's still Makushita after a long time. No, it means pure. Sorry, my bad. He has the part of the kanji is blue, but it means pure, purify or cleanse. So like it's the pure castle. That's like. That's actually really cool, actually.
Feel cool.
That is cool.
Feel cool.
And he is not a very heavy guy. He's a pusher truster, I believe. And But he's very light and not that tall. And like, it's a very different. He's like a Kita Harima style body, you know?
Yeah.
And a bit long. And I find that interesting. And I would like to see different body types in Judo.
It's and always fun. Yeah.
It's always fun. It's always fun. And it's a really different sumo. And it would be very emotional to see him make it after a long, long time. He's been over 10 years in sumo, and he has very slowly gotten up. He got stuck in Joneidon for years, got stuck in Sanbanme for years, then he got stuck in Makushita for years. But the beginning of last year and end of 2024, he got 3 consecutive career high ranks. So like, he's improving something slowly but surely, and I think that's really cool. So I'm excited for the future, and I hope one of those three, between Obara, Kaiseijo, and Kaigo, preferably Kaiseijo, can make it to Judo. But that those are these guys for me. I yapped a lot.
Completely
do you
fine.
Have any unsettling guys that you want to talk about?
Unfortunately, I do not. But I was going to ask, how are the guys down in the lower divisions? The ones we were talking about a couple weeks ago, the two really big guys.
The term? Like the Toriteki?
No. The guys they had just come up, they were in the top parts of Makushita. I can't remember the name. I'd have to pull it up and try and look at them.
I think you talk about Dewan Oryu. Probably one of the because he got promoted.
They may have gotten promoted up this time because one was sitting at MS 2 or 3, and then the other one was like MS 6.
So I think it's Dewan Oryu and Kazuma.
I think it's those.
Yeah, because Dewan Oryu was Makushita 3.
We were talking about Dewan Oryu and Inami, say Hakuho and Yoshii, because these were like, they were all the only Kachikoshi in the top, and only Dewan Oryu was promoted. I think that's what you were. Maybe what we were talking about. I cannot remember.
They were like big, like physically, like they were. One of them was really big. He was doing really well. There's
Kazuma,
another one who was about to
spin. Kazuma.
I was wondering. I figured they might have moved up, but man.
And they are up in Judo, so yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
We'll see how they do now that they got salaries.
Yeah, but like, it's hard to choose sometimes. Which ones I want to be up, because like, in the top now at this band's okay. I would love to see Toshino Fuji make it. He's been close very recently a lot.
Yeah.
I
think it's just a matter of time.
I think it's just a matter of time. He could make it this time. I also can see him flopping it, which is fair. It happens. Fukuzaki, which I saw nothing of, and he's suddenly here. 18-year-old. He's going to have his 19th in 5 days. Congrats. Beforehand.
Yeah.
But he's very young, and he's going to be junior, certainly. And also the Onoe guys. We talked about the Onoe guys quite a bit sometimes. Inami, Haruyama, and Hokutenkai. You know those guys that from Onoe? Because they were like
Hokutenkai, to be fair.
Shiroma as well. Shiroma.
Yeah.
Because one thing, I don't know why, but my brain likes when different stables are represented in salary divisions. Not only like a few stables, you know. So it's cool to hope that a stable that it was really strong in the past, Onoe, strongish. It had Baruto in it, I think, think it was about
That's pretty strong.
Which is but you know, it's good to see other guys from lesser known stables just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. Who else do we have that's interesting? Hitoki, do you have any any thoughts?
Yeah.
For you, I like when more Hayas are up there. Yeah. We are in agreement.
The more Heia, the better. Because when you have like a Heia like Isegahama, who's got so many guys in the upper class of Maegashira, and right now in the upper class of Makushita, it blocks a lot of fights from certain wrestlers. So it's nice for the wrestlers. They kind of have easier schedules, but you know, for us viewers, it kind of maybe not screw us of good matches, but a bit.
Yeah, a bit. Certainly a little bit. Yeah, especially you have like matchups like Hakuno Fuji and Atami Fuji, which did exist while there was Miyagi,
and Yoshino Fuji.
But now does don't, because
He took it as Fukuzaki also. Fukuzaki, who we've been talking about. Hitoki also looking for them. Kaki, who's that? I know the name, but
I know the name as well. Let me look. He is a Makushita. He's just he's got back-to-back lower division Yushos.
Holy shit, yeah.
Jono Puchi, Jonidan, and now Sandarme last basho, and he's now in Makushita 21. The guy is racing. Yeah. Wow.
Real that high. Not a huge guy. Very tall, but not on the heavy side. 139 kilograms.
Okay, let me get a four. See how
it looks. Yeah. Seiyu from Kotoshogiku.
Yeah, no, I do not recommend.
Making his Makushita debut. Like one loss in two basho. Nice. Oh.
No, I don't. I thought it was another guy. But yeah, from Hide no Yama, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kotoshoga Kuzbea. Yeah. I think it's. I think that's. When we're talking about Morhei is there, and I think it's only a matter of time Hide no Yama will get his own first Sekitori, but sooner, better than later is always nice.
I'm eager to see if they or when they get their Estonian guy, Hide no Yama Beya.
The Estonian guy.
I think he's Estonian.
He is Estonian. He was lined up by Baruto, I think. I was reading the news.
Yeah.
He's very young, and he seems very extroverted, and he seems to be having a good time. I know after he debuts, he will be harder. He won't be treated nicely anymore.
Yeah, but he looks excited. Strong.
Yeah, Anatoly. That's the name. I think he's going to start to Moscow at some point. But this year we will have the British guy. We'll have Tarasenko.
And we will have Asahi Fuji.
Asahi Fuku.
Yeah, how can you forget?
He is there.
Aonishiki, Onosato, Oshoryu, grabs as many Yushu as you can while you can. Because you have competition.
You have Ochisaihan incoming.
The
you have
monster.
Second Asahi Fuji.
Oh my god.
Jonokuchi 9.
Yokozuna in 4 basho, I'm calling it.
Whatever rank is after you get a Jonokuchi Yusho. Like,
in a year.
Jonidan 30-ish?
No. Hitoki means this time next year.
Juryo.
I'll
say Juryo.
Is the fastest. Wait.
We made a conclusion last episode. Fuck. What was the
fact? I think either Julio
or my. I think it's one of those two.
I think Magashira. And hi, Ryokaze.
Hello, Ryokaze. Welcome, welcome. We're talking about about the lower division guys that we want to see make Sekitori this year. And we're talking about the.
That's exactly why I joined.
Amazing. We were talking about the second Asahi Fuji, the Mongolian Ochir Sakura.
That guy looks like a beast.
Yeah. That's we have what, like 10
You don't
days?
Give him that name unless you mean it.
Yeah.
So I agree. I agree with Itok, with you. He's gonna be in Judo.
It's gonna be the same as the other guys.
Yeah, this time next year, Judo. And
we have the calendar. I want to see when it's
11th. We have
7 days. It's next week. Next week, Dojo download after day one. That'll be cool. We'll be there.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna have a lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm gonna do, and everyone should do that. Well, should if you guys have time, but we should pick. You know, one or two matches that we thought was really cool. Like, you know, and just talk about it.
Like, pick a match.
That's it.
To talk about.
Yeah, pick a match. Okay. You know, so highlight
I'll
match.
I think everybody on, like, Friday before the bash, if everybody...
You guys want. Obviously, it's a proposition.
If you remember Joe, that would be awesome. And ping people. Because I think that's cool. I think we will end up talking about all the important matches, but...
Yeah.
If everybody remembers one, that'll be cool.
Don't go to sleep yet.
A guy that I want to talk about, who had three back-to-back lower division year show at the beginning of his career, and I know Monosato will arrive in pain, is Oshoryu. Not Ho Shoryu, but Oshoryu. From Naruto.
Oh, he's never gonna make Judo. It's like him,
the
copium, him and
give
Yoshi.
Me the give me the copium.
I'm sorry, but
he's currently active. I think he's like the most. He's the record holder for like most wins. No, he's like fourth and like most wins from pro debut. He was like a beast, and then he got injured.
Oh yeah.
He's
and never
not
was
been that
same.
Anymore. He got injured repeatedly, and it's like the worst story ever. Just so bad. Not the worst. Could be worse ones. But like it's just like so close but so far.
Yeah.
He is currently the active guy with most consecutive wins from entry into sumo. Enho has. For example, other guys that are active and are in that list is Enho with 21, Fujiseyu with 21, Tsurugisho, incredibly, with 20, and Aonishiki with 20 as well. And Oshoryu has 24 straight wins from the pro debut. So that guy was a big deal, and he's not anymore. Yeah,
and he's going to be 30. This year, and I kind of hope like last Basho he went 5-2. Now he's Makoshita 36. I would be more than happy to see him just even one Basho in Judo. But do I see it happening? No.
I mean, he was M2 this year. But yeah, then he dropped to like 60.
He was his highest rank. He did get, not the copium, man. We're copying ourselves into this again.
Yeah.
I do want him to make it. Because obviously, I really like one of my favorite wrestlers right now, which was Oshoumi. So more Naruto people making Sekitori would be amazing. Yeah. And he seems like a very good-natured guy, Oshoryu. So that would be amazing. But like, am I gonna see it?
But
until he retires, probably.
It's like Yoshi.
Yeah.
The guy started very young. He won a Makushita Yusho, and he's been stuck in Makushita for basically his whole career.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's worse, pretty much that. The guy who started with him has made judo a couple times now. So
yeah, like two or three times, I think. Got terrible results every time, but he made it.
Yeah.
And yeah, Yoshi is still in range. So I hope he can make it this year. I mean, he's Makushita 5.
He could.
I'm not hoping. I mean, to be fair, he trains with Shodai. So that's probably why he cannot make it.
It's Shodai.
Because it's Shodai. But but yeah, I really hope he can make it.
So, I want to see who is in Tokitsukasa. That's a good training part. Let's look into this. We have Shodai, we have Toki Hayashi. Cool. Toki Tenran seems good as well. He's a new guy.
Chihoryu! Chihoryu was known for being the bot whirler at the end.
Apart from that, not much. There's this Mongolian guy rising up now, Tatsubayama, who is very interesting as well. That's about
I know that face.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. Togehate probably gives more in that genre.
That's rough, but that's probably true.
Yeah.
Toki looks like he's 40 years old, but like with a baby face.
Yeah, it's insane, isn't it?
Everything about him screams veteran salaryman.
Exactly, but like he's like he also looks young at the same time. It's crazy.
He's got the baby face.
He's 29. Like, what? What are you?
That's true. He is kind of old.
He is kind of old.
Yeah.
He has a baby face and an old face at the same time.
Yeah, some of those guys have the worst, looking faces. You don't know what age they are. They can be 15 or 55.
He's got a strange look. It's like Sokokurai back in the day. Like he was like, why do you look like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You just don't know.
Fujinokawa does not look 28. Fujinokawa looks 25 easily. He looks much older than he actually is.
Yeah, his face, he's got the veteran wrestler like pudge in the face.
Mm. I think it's like he gets battered on the face so much because he's so short.
His neck is so thick.
That's
true. I love Fujinokawa so much. He's so
good. I love him.
He's like a little pit bull.
I had the realization of the century, which is there is a third brother of those. Like there's Fujinokawa, Ikari Gata, and there's a third one.
Is there?
There is a third one.
I didn't even know he had one brother.
No, he has one brother called.
Next, Ikari I'm gonna find Gata. Out. There's a third Asakoryu.
Yeah, that would be insane. That would be crazy. But no, I think there's only the two of them, Asuryu and Asakoryu. But if you look, Ikari Gata, he's a really strong and really young guy who's
been kind of struggling.
He's bigger than his brother. And he is like rising up on Makushita slowly. He did get a Makikoshi last night, but he's really good. Anyways. Well, there's a third one coming at some point. I think he's at Saitama Sakai, something like that. He's at a big club. I think it's Saitama Sakai. Asahi Fuji already looks like an old man. I mean, poor Asahi Fuji.
Dude, he's so big.
He is massive, and he has been training professionally for 5 years, waiting to be able to. He's just been waiting. That's why he's so strong. He's just been training.
He looks like Fujiryoga. Like he's just
he's insane. But like he was training with Prime Teru no Fuji. But like he was like at that time with like Takara Fuji and all these other guys in the Sengoku.
I wonder if he...
How many Sandanme wrestlers have to die before he gets to the top?
Well, yes.
How many? We have like seven. How many? Jonokuji, seven. Johnny Dan. I think 14. Yeah. Sometimes seven. Sandanme. Sometimes seven. Sandanme. But could be 14, depending if he's.
Yeah.
14 Sandanme. It sounds and certainly bad, minimum like 14 Makushita.
Oh my god, that's bad.
Like he looks like oh god, what's his name? He looks like one of the Hawaiians. Like he's just
yeah, it's gonna be a bloodbath.
It is.
It's gonna be bad.
He won the bicep curling challenge. Yeah, only time. Oh yeah. He goes to the gym a lot.
He's like, oh, old man, get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me out.
I just forgot Takeru Fuji exists. Did anybody else forget Takeru Fuji? Just remember.
No, but he's staying in Juryo, so like until he's back.
He's funny.
Yeah,
he'll be back this year, but yeah, he's not gonna. Will he ever make Sanyaku? Probably not.
He will definitely make Sanyaku in 2025 after his Yusho in 2024.
He's gonna get to M5 and then he's gonna hurt the other arm. You're like, oh my god,
like, he's gonna switch arms every time he's gonna injure the arm.
And he's like 26 or something. His amateur injury history is also just bad.
Yeah. I don't know how he got that Yusho, really. I think it was just like the crazy.
His build is insane.
The legs?
He's just all torso.
Hitoki said Isagahama changes top prospect like every 6 months. It's so true.
And dude, Yoshi just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Every 6 months they go like, no, this is the new guy. And he's going to fuck up everything.
In rank. Yeah. And then like the other guy gets better. I mean,
Asahi Fuji is going to break his leg before his first bout. Like, and we're never going to see him.
Atami Fuji.
He's going to slip, get on the dojo.
Fuji, and then Yoshino Fuji. And then it was Akuoho. And then it was Yoshino Fuji. And now it's going to be Asahi Fuji for a while. And then it's going to be the next guy. These guys, they're insane recruiting. They have the most insane recruiting I've ever seen.
I mean, Teruno Fuji is working like a workhorse. Atami Fuji was first.
The first hype man.
That's true. He was going crazy.
And then he had, when he hit Makuchi, he, I think, stopped believing in himself. And then he was like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, he got injured, actually. And then he came back.
Yeah, I mean, arthritis Makuchi. Is like, he's what, is he 23?
He is, yeah, 22. I don't know how you are 19 every single age you talk about, but yes, he's 23.
It's all vibes. It's all vibes. It's I don't know vibes. Any of their ages.
He's 23, and he has like horrible back and knees, I think.
Yeah, well, he has like hip arthritis. It's bad, and it's like not something that's going to like get better, really, you know? Yeah.
And but, according to an interview I saw, he just like really likes eating, so he's not getting lighter.
Yeah,
he's so big.
But apparently, he's also quite hard to work with.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Things very quickly, which must be very frustrating for him.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard, is that Jared is frustrated with him.
And I don't think Teruno Fuji is the most passionate person. And if I was his size, I would not be either. You know? No. but yeah. So yeah, that's probably why. It's a bundle of all those things, you know, glued together that I think blocks Atami Fuji from really becoming a top wrestler, because he could. He honestly could. He has the body. He has the strength. You know, arthritis sucks. You know, I know one or two things about arthritis, but yeah, he could be easily Sanyaku. I'm not going to say Ozeki. I don't think he has Ozeki yet, but he could be Sanyaku easily.
He was brushing dudes.
Yeah. I mean, that if he had won the 11-4 usual versus Akagishu, it would be having the Chaos timeline.
Oh yeah.
It would have been insane.
Just insane, like.
Yeah. Terra Fuji's type of Yakata to never leave his chair. So like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. I have to agree with it.
To be fair, I saw a training at their stable on YouTube. He got up twice in an hour, but he got.
Yeah, I mean, he still works out.
I mean,
he's like Nishinoseki, where he like you know he's still kind of fit.
Yeah,
I mean, you're kind of large, but with Ozaki Onosato a lot, and yeah. I remember he had trained Kinosuke Senosato retired by like 4 or 5 years. Went on a training sequence of bouts with Asano Yama, and Asano Yama lost every single one.
Yeah. It wasn't it like 4-3 or something? Like Asano Yama won?
I think it was actually worse for Asano Yama, but I don't know how I'm gonna find that news, but I'll try to look for it.
Yeah, it was worse for Asano Yama than it was for Kisino Sato, and I think Kisino Sato, maybe it was either training with Onosato or training with Asano Yama, but he said like I could jump back in actually.
He could just be
another Takayasu.
That's the thing. He was the Takayasu of his day.
Yeah, I mean,
the spectrum of Oyakatas is pretty funny. You've got the guys that'll still beat your ass, and then you've got like Tatsunami, who's just like a regular dude.
Absolutely. Tatsunami Bega looks.
He's just a guy.
He looks so normal. He looks so damn normal.
Every time I see him, I'm like, really? Like, he wrestled?
How the fuck you made it up there?
It's crazy.
So like, and in one of the hardest eras.
Oh god, I found.
And he looks like one of the cameramen, and you're like, excuse me?
Yeah, no, he's so thin. He was always thin, but he's like, he's just a guy. He's the definition of just a guy. Anyway, I found an article that is, I think, is what we were talking about, which is on 2020, Kiseno Sato went on a 16 wins against New Sekiwake Asanoyama. This is before injury Asanoyama. This is before Ozaki Asanoyama. This is prime Asanoyama. And Kiseno Sato beat him 16-1.
Oh my god.
Have we talked about Asanoyama yet?
We have not, but I mean,
I'm curious. Can he make it back to Sanyaku?
Bearing injuries, I think he can.
I think he's got it in him. The guy's a beast.
Yeah, but he lost 16 times to Kiseno Sato.
I mean, you can't excuse that.
5 years ago.
Son's got to own up to that.
Oh my god. That, I mean, I love Asanoyama. That is tough to hear.
He's got your number, man.
Oh my god. That makes me happy because I love Kiseno Sato. Like, you know, the fucker stole my heart. Yeah.
He was training with Ozeki Onosato to this day. So I don't know if he's training anymore with the Yokozuna, but he's.
I think it's mostly like chest landing and stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
For his health,
I feel like I see him in the practice thing every now and then.
Yeah.
For his health, I hope not, because it's gonna take a toll to be charged by. And nearly 200 kilograms on Osato.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And still look great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who has to be Onosato's punching bag on the daily?
Hey, he lost. I think it was
Hananoumi.
Hananoumi? He lost like 3 times?
Yeah, something like that.
Will he be fit for the Basho?
Nope.
I think he's going to be a little hungover.
His shoulder is probably back in place, and he's probably panicking because
he's just not in condition.
I mean, I don't think he's not.
He shapes up fast though.
He does. The problem with dislocations that
he's going to do poorly and get like 10 wins or 11 wins.
Yeah, No, it won't be that. It won't be. It was just, I don't. If he gets a Yushu, I will be surprised. This is the first time I think I've said this. For
it's Hoshoryu's to lose.
As it has been for the past two Bashus, right? He has.
Yeah.
You will find a way.
Basically, 2025, Hoshoryu is either Kyujo or it's his Basho to lose, and he loses it.
Oh, God. What a guy.
I really hope
he's going to. There's going to be like three throws that you're like, if he had two more inches,
yeah,
then you're like, I'm going to lose my mind.
If he had.
Just no Kimboshi at least. Like, come on.
I think there's already a tall order, but
what?
Yeah, maybe.
Keep it to one, you know, one Hinko or something. Acceptable minimum, you know?
One Hinko as a treat. And it would be Tamawashi, because
Tamawashi
Tamawashi went on an interview saying he wants a Hoshoryu Kimboshi to, like, be happy because he's beaten every single Yokozuna fought.
He wants to get the set of rings.
I mean, yeah, he has a Hakuho Kimboshi, Haruma Fuji Kimboshi, Kakuryu Kimboshi, Kisanosato Kimboshi, Teruno Fuji Kimboshi, and Onosato Kimboshi, but not a Hoshoryu Kimboshi yet, so he wants one for the complete.
Unk is so fire. I love him.
He refuses to lose.
I will never get over the selfie with the special prizes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's obvious.
Yeah,
I
remember
that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I read the wrong thing in an interview, but he has a win. I think he has wins versus Hakuho, but not Kimboshi's versus Hakuho. So he wants a win.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think he had a win. Because I think when he won his Yusho, Hakuho wasn't there.
No, he defeated him.
He defeated him early.
Yeah,
he defeated him.
I think that might have been Ozaki.
Musubi?
Tamasha was number one. He defeated him once in day 12 of January 2019, which was his Yusho. So he defeated Hakuho for the Yusho, yes, on day 12.
Yeah. He was Sekiwake.
Well, he was Sekiwake. So it wasn't a Kimboshi, but he got the Yusho. So yeah, it's fair. I think it's a fair trade.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love Tamawashi.
What not to love?
What more can you say about the man?
He's just the guy. He's just the
living best. Legend.
Yeah. And he likes baking. I love cakes. Like,
and he's adorable.
I mean, he's huge, but he's adorable.
He's the best. He's the uncle. It's awesome. It's
awesome. Unksumo.
Unksumo. I mean, from time to time, there will be the Unksumos. There was the OG Unksumo, Aminishiki, and now it's Tamawashi, and that's really cool.
I just hope he could lose a bit of weight. That's the only thing.
I think that's his part of his technique. I don't see how he could lose and still win as much as he does.
The thing is, when you look on SumoDB, he's only been gaining and gaining and gaining weight. So, I mean, he's got that uncle body.
He does.
Yeah. You see him next to, like, Hiro, and you're like, oh my god.
It's like a finely aged wine, you know? You need time to build.
He's like a tree. He's building up the layers.
Exactly. It's the way.
if it's wine, it's as big as bottle.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, Tam and Takanasu, they are two of the oldest guys, and they are just really strong. They're just really damn solid. They are just breaking bones.
Yeah, old man strength.
Old man strength. It's real.
Tamawashi does get, like, you know, he gets ponied up sometimes, and people just big body him. But mostly it's Onosato.
And, like, you know, that's fair. It's Onosato.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have yapped for over an hour. Thank you all for joining the new year Dohyo download. And also, my computer is running out of battery, so I think that's very good timing. Thank you all for joining. We've had Tamono Sato.
Hello.
Kunosagi.
Hello.
Hitoki on the chat. Bye, everyone.
On the keys.
And a late attendee, Ryu Kaze.
Guest star.
I have
good to be here.
Still your DJ X Kaitetsu now. And I'll see you guys next week where we will have day one Hatsu Basho. See you all then. Bye, Tamano Sato.
Bye-bye.